People, listen up. It's a fucking lockdown right now.
Come off it. We're not in a prison drama, are we?
We are in a prison drama. This is the fucking Shawshank Redemption, right? But with more tunneling through shit, no fucking redemption.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Sheriff, this is no time to panic. This is the perfect time to panic.
It's not the end of the world.
I ain't going with you. I'll go with Child.
Hey, fuck you, Parker!
I'm going with you!
Who says I want you going with me?
All right, cut the bullshit!
Because the whole world gone crazy!
Hey! Everybody calm the fuck down.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Holmes Movies Recommends. My name is Anders Holmes, and I'm joined by my brother, Adam, over Skype in the United States of America.
Hello.
How's it going?
All right, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Weather's a bit chilly here at the moment, but hopefully it'll get warmer.
Yeah, same here, frankly. It's not really the spring we'd hoped for, but I suppose it's a good way of keeping people inside.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's a good reason to keep people inside.
Yeah, you know, but it's still we did have some nice weather, and it was wonderful to get out and about. Take the rough with the smooth. So what have you got for us today?
So the film that I'm going to be recommending is a film from the 80s.
Ooh.
And it's a film that I think, I don't know, might go a little bit under people's radar slightly. And it's a film I've seen a couple of times, and it's both times I've watched it. No, actually, sorry, it's not from the 80s. It's an early 90s film. It's from 1992.
You idiot!
I thought it was an 80s film for a second. Sorry. My bad.
You're fired.
You're fired. So anyway, yeah, the film I'm going to recommend is...
Hey, McFly!
Hello, anybody home? Anyway, so the film I'm going to recommend is Phil Alden Robinson's Field of Dreams follow-up, and that is Sneakers, starring an all-star cast that includes Robert Redford, Sidney Poitier, Dan Aykroyd, David Strathairn, River Phoenix, and Ben Kingsley, before he became Sir Ben Kingsley, and Mary McConnell, who some mate will remember from... Dances with Wolves. She plays Stands with a Fist.
Oh, yeah.
This is a really, really good film. It's like a comedy caper movie. It has, like, the feeling of...
I'm getting the strongest sense of deja vu just now. Have you recommended this before on a different podcast?
I might have recommended this on an episode, yes.
I'm getting, like, huge deja vu from this. I've not seen it. Carry on.
Okay, so Robert Redford is very much known for paranoid thrillers of the 1970s, so it feels very much like... I feel Sneakers is inspired by and is a bit of a blend of 3 Days of the Condor and also another film that Robert Redford was in, The Sting. And he's in it.
3 Days of the Sting.
Yeah. So this film is very exciting. It is very likable. It would make for like a great watch on a Sunday afternoon. It has like a really nice cinematic, that 90s cinematic style. It has that charm. And it's... Robert Redford plays Martin Bishop, aka Martin Bryce, and he leads a group of specialists who perform penetration tests to evaluate.
Yeah.
Let me explain. To evaluate clients' security systems.
Yeah.
What?
Penetration test to evaluate clients?
No, basically they.
That's disgusting. So, who produced this? Harvey Weinstein.
No, they basically perform heists to show businesses where the flaws are in their security systems and things like that. So his team includes Donald Kreese, played by Sidney Poitier, who's a former CIA officer. Dan Aykroyd plays Darren Roscoe, whose code name is Mother, who's like an electronics technician, and he loves to talk about conspiracy theories. Carl Arbogast, played by River Phoenix, who is a hacking genius. And Erwin Whistler Emery, played by David Strathairn, who is an expert phone freak who likes to, hack into phones, and he also happens to be blind.
These people would all be like the worst kind of like online Trumpy QAnon conspiracy theorist now. Like every one of those people you described, it'd be like InfoWars. Like they'd be the government are trying to give us coronavirus 5G. They sound like an unbearable group of people to walk. Imagine if you walked into a pub and they were all just sitting there.
They'd just be like Sidney Poitier just telling Dan Aykroyd to say, like, I'm not going to tell you anything about what I did during the during my time as a CIA officer. So basically they get hired by some agents who say that they're from the NSA, who tell them to acquire a black box from a mathematician who's been constructing it. And Martin Bishop is sort of blackmailed into the job it's shown in the film's prologue that he was nearly arrested for doing some bad stuff. So he feels like he has to kind of do it to not go to jail, basically. And so the black box, when they find out what it is, they find out it's not just a code breaker.
It's Marcellus Wallace's soul.
It's called, like, there's a line in the film where Robert Redford is like, it's not just a code breaker, it's the code breaker. And basically it sort of becomes
an Enigma machine.
Yeah, it's basically this Enigma that can basically just do anything. And, you know, it's sort of like the paranoia starts to seep in. Like, they don't know who to trust except for Martin's ex-girlfriend Liz, played by Mary McConnell. Yeah, and Ben Kingsley plays this really mysterious person who works from the shadows and sort of is like the man behind the curtain, basically.
No!
You're the problem. You're the fucking problem. Is your name ungrateful or what?
I wish he was that character in every film.
Imagine Gandhi being like that. We're not going to go out of England. We're not. England is not going to leave India alone. No. So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't have like the dramatic heft of something like 3 Days of the Condor or the Conversation or the Parallax View, but it does have like... What?
Try and say, do you just say the parallax view? You just completely like garbled the parallax view.
I felt like Boris.
Have you seen the parallax view?
Yeah, I have. It's a good film.
It is a good film.
Yeah. Great cinematography from Gordon Willis.
Okay, I didn't mean to divert you off the point.
Sorry. No, but it doesn't have that kind of, you know, where you're shitting yourself throughout all those films and feeling tense and stuff. But like, it has like a really nice, light-hearted feeling about it. It's really easy and it's fun. It has that 90s feeling about it, and it has the
a bit Ocean's 11-y.
Yeah, it does have a bit of an Ocean's 11 vibe. Like, it's sort of fun. It's great seeing them like perform like these little heisty things, and there's some really fun moments. Like, it's just a really nice, easy watch. It's got a great cameo. There's a great cameo from James L. Jones, who was in Alden Robinson's previous film Field of Dreams. And you know, it's like a cheerier version of like the Jason Bourne films. And Stephen Tobolowsky, who played Ned Peterson in Groundhog Day, he said it was one of the funnest films he ever worked on.
It does sound really fun. Yeah, I don't know what it is about the 90s. I mean, people just decided that they were going to make fun movies.
Yeah.
It was like, movies in the 90s were either fun, inspiring, or heartwarming. Or in the case of, like, Silence of the Lambs, just brilliant and terrifying. But, you know, there are so many... Like, think about all the films like Forrest Gump and, Forrest Gump. I'm trying to think. Philadelphia. Like, you know, Tom Hanks. Just read Tom Hanks' films. I can think of another 90s movie. But you know what I mean? Like, there's the schlockiness to that. Like, Field of Dreams is a classic example of this. Dances with Wolves is another one. You know, all these films that make you feel good about stuff. And then 9/11 happens and it slightly changes the view. But, I pulled a blank on 90s movies there for a second.
Forrest Gump and then just crickets.
Yeah. Forrest Gump is like the definition. Oh, Shawshank Redemption is another one.
Chicago!
Hello, Dougie.
Ace Ventura, that's another one.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Bumblebee Tuna. Earthquake Test!
oh, that really made me laugh. It just came into my head when you said Shawshank Redemption. The Fugitive. That's another example. It's a thriller, but it's still a fun movie.
Yeah, yeah, but you know what I mean? It has that real... Yeah. I mean, we watched Rush Hour the other night as well. Similar thing.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of those movies, they do feel like... I mean, even though they have different people working on them and different cinematographers and things like that, they still kind of look the same. There's still that same, like, polish but different, you know, vehicle kind of thing. I don't know. It's kind of fun seeing.
I don't know. I don't understand what it is in the 80s and 90s, the idea of, like, interesting cinematography outside of a certain group of films, it just seems to not apply.
Yeah.
Like, really, Roger Deakins and... I mean, I guess cinematography and stuff like Dead Man. But like, apart from that, it's just like lush, but not interesting. Like, I'm thinking of something like Out of Africa, Dances with Wolves, you know, the...
Fargo. That's like, another example.
Fargo, to some extent. Fargo is more interesting than that. I'd say Fargo's on the interesting end. Roger Deakins did Fargo, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
So, like, yeah, he's good. I'm trying to think of those, like, Bridges of Madison, like the Clint Eastwood cinematography. The cinematography in Clint Eastwood movies in the 80s and 90s, not that interesting.
No. I think he had, like, the same cinematographer for a while. He had Jack Green, and then he started working with Tom Stern for quite a lot of movies after that.
If we look at Jurassic Park as well, like, you've got really great, like, special effects and all that stuff, but the cinematography's not that. It's just put the camera down and have people run around and then put in the effects afterwards. It's like they can't work out how to have both.
The guy who did the cinematography on The Fugitive, do you want to know what the other films that he did?
Want to know what the other films that he did were?
Yeah, like the other films that he did, you know, apart from...
You just missed out a word from your sentence. I was waiting for you to finish it.
Yeah, so the other films that he did, he was...
Why can't you talk properly?
I don't know. Because I laughed too much, I guess, earlier. So the guy's name was Michael Chapman, and he's retired now, but these were the films that he worked on. Last Detail, Taxi Driver, The Last Waltz, Philip Kaufman's The Invasion of the Body Snatchers, Raging Bull, which he was nominated for, The Lost Boys, Scrooged, Ghostbusters 2, Kindergarten Cop, Rising Sun, Primal Fear, 6 Days, 7 Nights, and Space Jam.
What the fuck? That's the weirdest career I've ever heard in my life. Yeah. Like, he does all these really interesting films in the 70s, and then he just is like, ah, fuck it. I'm just going to do stupid comedies and cartoon movies.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. Which I was just like, I sort of, when I looked at his, his whole filmography, and I saw that he did all these movies, and then I saw Space Jam, I was just like,
No, but Space Jam is very much in keeping with 6 Days, 7 Nights. I mean, anyway, let's not. We're ending up writing another film dissertation here, so let's move on.
But just getting back to Sneakers, it's such a great little fun film. I know I'm repeating myself, but it has like a lot of elements. I know it doesn't have like the sort of heft or anything, but it has like themes about, like, there's a line that Ben Kingsley says in the film. It's like, it doesn't matter about all this stuff. The only thing that matters is who has the information. And I think that sort of relates a little bit to what's kind of going on at the moment and who has control over what. So I feel like this movie does kind of have some relatability in it, and it feels accessible in that sort of sense. And I think in a lot of ways, I'm not saying someone should, but you could easily reboot it, remake it, or follow on from that movie and still have those elements kind of play out in the way that the world is now. So in that sort of sense, the movie does kind of hold up and you know, hold itself together in the way that movies and, you know, are made now, and like thematically and things like that.
Well, I look forward to giving it a watch. By the way, I did watch rewatch one of the recommendations on here, which was The Conversation, which I very much enjoyed.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, fantastic film. Anyway, cool. Well, I'll see you next time. I will think of a film in the interim, and have a nice one. Have a nice one. Have a nice day. Have a nice evening, whatever it is, where you are. And
Stay sane, I guess.
Stay alert.
Stay alert. Wash your hands.
Yeah.
Don't go outside. You can go outside, but you shouldn't go out.
Wash and watch.
So, yep, that's my recommendation for the day. Sneakers by Phil Alden Robinson. Do check back to see what Adam will be recommending.